This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You wake up, but your alarm didn't go off because you forgot to set it the night before because you were nervous. And you decided that you wanted to go to White Castle the night before and get you a four-piece, a four-box, like four sandwiches and fries. And you drove home and you parked in your garage. Well, you didn't park in your garage. You decided to stay in the driveway because you're just like, I'm just going to get up and go out in the morning. But you didn't let your back window up. So you wake up and you're like, shit. I'm late because you got 7 a.m. workouts and it's 6:48 when you open your eyes.
Oh, no.
So you wake up on time. It's natural. It's a natural wake up, but you're not going to be able to make it to the facility by 7 a.m. This throws you all the way off. You run downstairs. All you have is a not Vandy Camp. What's the pastries that have that are called horns, like berry horn? Raisin horns.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm talking about? Those pastries that are called horns. You don't have time to make breakfast, so you got to eat a horn pastry.
What about a big Texas cinnamon roll? What about one of those?
Big
honey bun?
You get a big Texas cinnamon roll from the vending machine at the bottom of your hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Staying there. So there's no garage anyway. You're not at home.
Wait, yeah, hold on. You're in a hotel.
You had an extended stay America.
Okay.
You're staying at extended stay America because, you know, it's preseason football. So You're chasing the dream. You're running late though. So you stop, you get a big Texas, it gets stuck. You got to shake the machine. Mm. And the lady comes out and goes, "Sir, please don't do that. Sir, please don't shake the machine." And you're like, "I'm sorry, it's just it got stuck." And she goes, "Okay." But but that's unresolved. Like she said okay, mm-hmm. but it's unresolved.
It's clearly not okay, but she's letting it go.
Yeah. Cause she's letting it go, but you're a people pleaser. So you're like, no, ma'am, seriously, it got stuck. And she's already walked up. So now that's on your mind. She's like, damn.
That's really going to haunt you for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Damn. Anyway, I got to run. So you run outside. It's storming, raining. Storming, fuck. Pouring down. And you look, you forgot to let your back window up the night before.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
And you think somebody broke it. And you get in and you let it up. And it's like, oh, good. Nobody broke it, but your stuff is wet. Your gym bag. Luckily, nobody stole it because you're in a town where the crime rate is low.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Indianapolis. And you're staying at the extended stay America close to Lucas Oil Field because you are on the Colts training camp roster. You finally get to work. You get in. You're running to the facility. It's not that late, but it's past 7.
Yeah,
it's
you're
like 7:06. You're late. You run in, you try to sneak by, and then you were like, man, why did I stop and get that cinnamon roll? They have food here.
And it's a beautiful spread.
Yeah. But they're packing up the food by the time you get there.
Mm.
So all you get is like the vegetarian breakfast burrito.
Yeah. And big stack of those.
Yeah. Nobody wants
no touch them.
And there's no salsa.
They're packing it up at 7:06. They really want to send a message that you got to be here on time.
Arian Foster's there, and even he's not touching them.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want those. And I don't even eat meat. So you get there, you run in, you start the workouts, but coach is in the weight room. He goes, hey. You're like, hey, sorry, coach. Alarm didn't go off. It's fine. He's too nice about it. Why is he so nice right now? Why doesn't he care? So you get your workout in. You make it to lunch. But you jam your finger on a machine, by the way.
Oh, shit.
You don't jam
finger
it.
Press.
You don't jam it. You accidentally, it gets stuck in between. You're, pulling out the, front chest flies the machine. You're pulling down to bring the arm of the chest fly machine back, and you jam your finger a little bit. Mm. Ah, shit. So now you got like the black nail, like the nails will come off eventually probably. And do that. You go to lunch. You go to the first meeting. After the first meeting, you go back to the locker room, start getting your workout stuff ready. And some random assistant.
That's me.
Walks up to you and he says,
"Coach would like to see you."
Yeah.
Hey.
Why are you so fucking happy?
Best day of the year for me.
Who are you?
I get to shine.
Do I need to bring my playbook?
Oh, bring it. Bring it. I'll take that for you.
Yeah. All right.
Follow me.
I know where Coach's office is.
Follow me.
And you go in and you see Coach.
Skipping along.
Thank you, Brandon.
Hey, do you need anything else?
No, man. You can just chill for a little bit. You've been really excited all day.
My favorite day of the year.
Sit down, son.
Hey, what's up, Coach?
You got a big Texas wrapper on your shoe, stuck to your shoe.
Damn, it's been there all day. I went through all my workouts with that on my shoe.
Hey, listen, man. I'm just going to shoot you straight here because I saw that scene where they have to cut players in Moneyball, and that's sort of where I start my philosophy. But it's not working out. We're going to cut you. I talked to Denise in the office, and she'll get you squared away with all the logistics.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Coach. You know, I just wanted to come in here and do my best and work hard, and hopefully I'm playing against y'all one Sunday, you know?
Probably not. No. I mean, not a lot of guys are going from getting cut in training camp to, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to help me out, right? You're going to, you know, call some coaches and stuff like that, right?
I mean, we are in a division with the Texans, I guess. You have a pretty good shot to get on a team that plays us twice a year. I think you can make the Texans. And I'm no offense.
Yeah, we'll definitely push you towards Brandon. Our division rivals.
Brandon.
We've set fire to your personal belongings.
Oh, Brandon. No, Brandon. We can't do that anymore.
What? Sorry.
Anymore? Sorry. Y'all used to do that?
Yeah.
That's Brandon Ursay. Let's just say there's a reason that whale was in trouble. There's a reason Jim is trying to save that whale, because if it comes out how the whale got in trouble to begin with, their family's in for a PR nightmare.
Well, I leave the facility. I get in my car. Still pouring raining. I also forgot to let that window up again, but now it's hurting me even more, and it's also starting to mildew. I get back to the extended stay America. That woman who thought I was shaking the machine is there with the police. She goes, "That's him right there, officer." I'm like, "What? I thought we resolved this earlier." She goes, "Clearly we didn't. I walked away." I get arrested, and I get sentenced to 7 years in prison for robbery.
of a
hotel vending machine.
Well, the evidence is still on your shoe.
Yeah, I forgot to. I was so distraught by getting cut. They called Jim Irsay. He goes, "We never liked that guy."
He's a character witness.
Yeah. It's my first defense. I've never done anything wrong.
7 years. But at least the rain helped your car not get lit on fire, though, right?
Yeah, no, Brandon was there. He was
he was trying, but he couldn't get the lighter to go.
Yeah.
But I'm also stabbed in prison. And this is what happens when you get cut.
Because it's cut day.
It's cut day.
It is the first annual Foosball Cut Day Special.
Yeah, what everyone was waiting for.
It's cut day. This is the day where the roster's got to go down from 75 to 53. Finalize.
We've all
that
played
roster.
Madden. I'm going to be the one who brings up Madden franchise mode every week.
Dude, I can't figure out how to play that. Like, it's so in-depth now that's like, it's weird.
Oh, it gets too in-depth. I hate.
Can you, like, say it's like, can you, like, toggle how crazy it is, the complexity?
Yeah. Well, basically, for each task, and I haven't gotten the newest Madden, so I don't know if this is still true, but usually for each task, you can be like, "I'll handle that," or the CPU can handle it.
And
so
is
like,
the CPU, do they, like,
yeah, they do it all right, job, yeah.
But don't you need, like, points and stuff that only you can get, the CPU can't get? Like Madden Ultimate Team points or whatever?
Yeah, it varies from year to year. I don't know. Everyone was clowning. Did you see on Twitter? Sucks. Like everyone's clowning the new one. You got it?
No, I ain't got it. I always wait till Black Friday to buy 2K and Madden. Because even though I talk shit about it every year, I'm still going to buy it.
Yeah.
But I wait until it's $30 as opposed to $70.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
But this
it's
is
super expensive for something that's just got like a little tiny makeover each year. They don't really do anything.
It's just new roster.
Just new roster.
That's why, like, when people who are fans of like MVP Baseball 05 or like the last college football game with Denard Robinson on the cover.
NCAA 14,
They like update, and I'm like, how do you do that? They like update the rosters and then they like share it with people. That'd be cool, man. You would never need to buy Madden again.
I might be outing myself right now as a criminal, but I do have NCAA 14, updated version on my PC.
Caleb Williams in a football game.
You can.
That's rad.
Who does it? Someone just like some
coders?
Yeah, some.
Yeah, it's like some shit. I had to find a digital download copy. Yeah. Which is very tough because technically that is piracy, but I'm like, the game ain't came out.
Yeah.
Most of these people who developed on that game have probably found other careers.
Yeah, they could give a shit. Probably the ones who are doing it.
Yeah. But every time you try to do it, it's always like, we will tell you how to get the, because there's like, you have to get a digital. Kevin was with me doing all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going down alone. Kevin was with me doing all this shit, trying to find a digital download, and then having to get the file that you have to like put into the game to update it.
Mm.
So it's the same game from back in the day, which is still very much playable.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're way fine. More fun than the new than the new Maddens and whatever NCAA is. Was supposed to come out this year, but probably that now they're saying 25. Mm. But like,
so these coders, my question is, they're putting in like the USC's and the Alabama's and the Georgia's. Are they updating like all the MAC schools?
They do it all.
That's crazy.
Every school that's on there, they got their it may not be the real names for those schools.
Yeah.
But some of the names are real. Cause I was playing with Akron. Hashtag get zipped up. And I was playing with Akron on a little streaming show that I was doing for our Patreon. And I was looking up some of the guys. And some of the guys were real.
Wow.
The quarterback was not real, but some of the guys were real. But if you were to play with, like, Ohio State, like, Jackson Smith and Jigba was on there. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a coder who's you can do all of that,
mm-hmm.
plus have a good eye for football and scouting and give them the athletic
training. Who is this guy?
That's a real unique dude.
You got to go deep into the bowels of Reddit to find these codes and stuff like that. But we finally made it happen, and then my computer just crapped out on me one day. I think it was something wrong with the CPU, but with the battery in it.
Yeah.
And I think it may have had I don't know anything enough about computers to answer, but I think it may have had something to do with I kept my controller plugged into it. And I think that might have been a power issue. Because I would shut it down after I got through playing. Then one day I tried to turn it on and it just went pew.
Oh, man.
Do you prefer console or PC?
Console.
Yeah.
But the PC was the only place that I could get
way you
the
could
old
do that.
Games.
Yeah.
And I like Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
So I play that on PC. I got it back. I had to send it back in. Yeah. They made me buy. I threw away the box that it came in. And they were like, oh, yeah, you should have kept that. We're going to need you to buy another box.
Buy another box.
And the box was $35.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And I had to wait 4 days for them to send that.
Nah.
Yeah.
Folks.
NZXT. I don't want to promote them, but I just
Give them a negative shout out.
Yeah. I don't want to give them a negative shout out.
We're going to give you a negative shout out.
I'm going to say you guys got a chance to rectify your mistakes. And
send this guy five free boxes.
Send me five free boxes just in case that shit goes out on me. So we got some weird cuts.
What's the biggest one? All right. Bailey Zappe?
Bailey Zappe, gotta be. Also, Colt McCoy getting cut in Arizona.
Yeah, that's tank.
I mean,
who's gonna play quarterback there? Me? Like, who is the quarterback on their roster now?
It's Pittsburgh Steelers legend Josh Dobbs, isn't it?
Josh Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh,
didn't he, like, start a playoff game last year?
Yeah, he did. I like him.
Tennessee? No,
for Tennessee.
Nah, Tennessee. Oh, 2 years ago. Tennessee.
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I like him. He's tight, and he's on TikTok, and he showed the day that he got traded to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I wonder, did Colt McCoy know that he was getting cut when they saw when they said we're gonna sign Josh Dobbs. I bet he was like, cool, yeah. So I'll start. He'll be my backup while Kyler's out.
Yeah, he had been starting. I think like taking all the first team reps in practice, started the preseason games. So he had to have thought his job was pretty secure, and they're bringing in Dobbs as like a flyer.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's got to know the season's not going to go great.
Yeah.
But he's going to, I don't know. Cole McCoy has been solidly the 35th best quarterback in the NFL for 10 years, it feels like.
Yeah, man. That dude, he's old.
Yeah. He and he's old. Got a lot of cracks to play.
That Colt.
And he's never like going to embarrass you. He's not Nathan Peterman four interceptions and a half shit.
Yeah.
That Colt is an old mare.
Yeah.
Didn't he come after Vince Young? Was he like the next quarterback in line?
Yeah.
In Texas after Vince Young. And Vince Young left in 06.
Right. Yep.
So
he
came in. Well, I guess he's the same age as me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're ancient football terms.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe not quarterback.
Not quarterback.
Maybe not, because it's not like he has a ton of miles, right? Like he's plays five games a year, maybe. He'll probably has made a lot of money. Chad Henne was another guy who had a career like that, I feel like. And did Chad Henne get a ring in Kansas City?
He got a ring. He walked out on top.
Yeah.
He just retired.
Oh, shit. Washington cut Jake Fromm, Georgia's quarterback. Before Stetson Bennett.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What was Fromm's thing? He like came into the league and then immediately like said some shit and got what was his thing? Didn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, I feel like
you gotta look up Jake Fromm problematic.
Yeah,
Jake Fromm quotes.
I hope he didn't.
What if it's just a bunch of like? What if all Jake Fromm's quotes are set to like Peaky Blinders, Cillian Murphy smoking a cigarette?
Yeah,
like,
that's what it is. They don't like Peaky Blinders.
all his quotes are just like those men's rights. They're never gonna like you as much as you like yourself.
He got dropped from the Bills.
Oh,
right
wait, here
away.
It is. If Jake Fromm apologizes after, quote, elite white people text.
That's what it was.
Here's the apology. I am extremely sorry that I chose to use the words, quote, elite white people. Don't need to say it again,
buddy.
Well,
no, hold on. Are you just saying that among white people, these are the elite? Like, that would be okay, right? Or was he clearly not if he's apologizing?
This apology... Just first glance, looks like it could use some work. Although I never meant to imply that I am an, quote, elite white person.
Okay.
As stated later in the conversation, there's no excuse for that word choice and statement. While it was poor, my heart is... I'm sorry, there's like a little button there. Not more than ever. It's time for support and togetherness, and I stand against racism 100%. I promise to commit myself to being a part of the solution in this country. I address my teammates and coaches in a team meeting today, and I hope they see this incident is not representative of the person I am. Again, I'm truly sorry for my words, parentheses, elite white people. I'm just joking, that's not in there. But truly sorry for my words and actions, and humbly ask.
And I just want to let y'all know that if there were some white people who were elite, we could call them that. But I am apologizing for saying that if there were. But there are some elite white. I mean, come on. It's the NFL. These white dudes are pretty elite, right? I mean.
As far as they go.
Yeah.
This is the Bills. This is the team that hung on to Cole Beasley. But they dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at Cole. Cole is elite. Yeah. And he happens to be white. That shit is funny.
And that tweet was dated June 4th, 2020. Perfect time to be having to apologize for some stuff like
that. Yeah, oh my God. Good Lord.
On almost the half birthday of the 6 months before the storming of the Capitol, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else? Okay, so a lot of these guys, I don't know. Jake Fromm got cut from Washington.
We've got a J.J. Arcega Whiteside cut from the Falcons.
Albert it was reported he got cut, but then... reported that he was traded. So this is the tight end from the Broncos
and then
he got traded to the Eagles. And I'm thinking, like, is there a bigger whiplash than that?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
You went from you got cut to actually, no, you got traded to the team that's probably going to go back to the Super Bowl.
Right,
at worst, go to the NFC Championship game.
And, like, being traded is so much easier on the old ego than getting cuts. Like, oh, I'm worth something in return.
Even though it was a very Madden-ass trade where it was like, we'll give you him and our seventh rounder for your sixth rounder.
Yeah.
So it's like, here, we'll move up from the last round to the second to last round.
Yeah, some trades can be super insulting, like the second Brock Osweiler trade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that going to Houston? No.
No, Houston trading to, I think, Cleveland. Cleveland just absorbing the contract. It's like, yeah, we'll give you Brock Osweiler and a first or something for your second.
Who's the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Is the guy that
Doug Peterson?
Doug Peterson had to cut his son.
Oh, my God.
Tight end Josh Peterson, Doug Peterson's son, he had to cut. Wow. We're going to release you. What's the dinner table going to look like?
Yeah.
What is the – because just
I got to move back home, Dad.
Yeah. So I'm not going anywhere.
Just like a year or two ago, you had the same thing, but it was Urban Meyer cutting tight end Tim Tebow.
Remember
he brought Tim Tebow to Jaguars training camp as a tight end, I think maybe after he had flamed out playing outfield for the Mets minor league.
They brought him, brought him in to be a first-time 33-year-old NFL tight end / H-back.
It must be in your contract when you coach the Jaguars that you can bring in the man of your choosing to be the fifth tight end in training camp. It could be your son.
I remember people were fucking livid about that because – and rightfully so. It's like it's a waste of time. It's a waste of everyone's time to have him in there. You're not making your team better. Everyone was unanimous and just condemning. And that was just the beginning.
Yeah. Should we use that as the Urban Meyer as a segue to talk a little swamp?
Because all the rest of these cuts, who cares? Yeah. Bailey Zappe is probably
Bailey Zappe's the exciting one.
Which is wild.
Who's their backup behind Mac Jones now?
I don't know. Let's look it up. New England, the Patriots, and
depth
me.
Charts.
We hang the Bears from the Liberty Tree. You ever see that?
No.
It was there. Their response to the Super Bowl shuffle.
Because they were the team that got thumped that year.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Looking at the Patriots depth chart, it is Mac Jones and blank lines.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
They're like, Bailey Zappe, we're just going to go with one quarterback. We don't care.
Yeah, we're going to run the Wildcat.
Yeah, yeah. Tyquan Thornton. Well, they're going in if anything
Ezekiel
happens.
Elliott can play center. We know that, right? From the last play of the Cowboys season.
His last play as a Cowboy, yeah.
Gosh, I don't want to look at I haven't watched today's episode of Hard Knocks yet.
Yeah.
So I don't want to look at the Jets cuts.
But they don't do that anymore on the show.
Really?
Yeah, last year if you notice they haven't really been following kind of bottom of the roster like
they haven't been doing that this year. There's only one guy who they're like this guy is kind of on the bubble.
They stopped that because they thought it was like what is it, like kind of grief porn or whatever?
Tragedy porn.
Yeah, like.
I mean, it definitely made me hard. Yeah. That shit is great.
I was yanking it to that.
That's like the one time that I can watch. I think that's the only thing that makes me emotional in television.
Yeah, it's the best part.
My
favorite part of the show.
That's why I'm endlessly like a Last Chance You guy, football, basketball. It's like those are the stories of the people like trying to scrape in that's what's interesting.
Yeah.
Which is why I also feel like the season of quarterback that they're going to do next season, which like I liked the framework they had where it was Mahomes, Cousins, Mariota. Yeah. And now it's like Lawrence and Herbert and Pickett. And it's like no one there is fighting. They don't have the Mariota.
Yeah,
this
you need
time.
That.
Yeah,
kind of,
all those guys have their job.
Yeah.
I don't want to just see these third year guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like, even an interesting year.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm guessing like stuff will happen during the season, but like you need to, I want different experiences.
Yeah, you want the guy fighting
the same window.
My ideal quarterback lineup
for
that TV show. Let me see. I want to see Joe Burrow. Joe Shiesty just living his best life.
Yeah.
Fucking killing it.
Love it.
And then I want to see, who do I want to see in the middle? I want to see Dak Prescott just getting shat on in the media.
Oh, yeah. He'd be great.
That was another team that we didn't mention when we were talking about teams that we hate. I hate the Cowboys, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to see that. And at the bottom, I want to see Josh Dobbs kicking it.
Yeah.
I just want to watch his TikTok. His TikTok is great.
I want a Kyler. I want a Kyler Murray season.
Oh, man.
They hate him.
How much Call of Duty can you watch?
A lot.
I think he should take a year and go play baseball.
You think?
They hate him.
He could get on in the Arizona. A's, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Oh yeah.
The team. Now, I'm not talking about
his
the fans.
Teammates. Yeah,
his teammates hate him.
He sounds like kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he does sound like. He's poor I think little he, guy. Thinks he gets poor little guy. I feel bad for
poor little fella.
All right, back to your great transition that I ruined by talking other bullshit.
We all watched Swamp Kings. Netflix.
Oh my gosh!
So I had heard that it felt. We were talking that Urban Meyer had too much sort of say.
It felt like he an executive producer on it?
I mean,
it felt like he got to control what they put in there. I mean,
they put him in the same room
well
as Michael
documented.
Jordan was sitting in and yeah. Last Dance.
It's well documented on Twitter, all the stuff they left out. I still find it fun to kind of relive.
It was cool. It was exciting. And it's like, okay, they left some warts. They left some. I thought it was going to be like, not just clean. We're just talking about what happened on the field. They got a little bit into the arrests. His mental gymnastics, though,
I know exactly what you're going to say.
For, like, bailing players out. Mm-hmm. And
I thought that was gross.
It was so gross.
I thought it was so gross to use, like, that. Oh, one time I kicked a kid off the team and he wound up dying a year later. So now I never have to discipline my play. It was so gross to, like, use that as a reason to not.
To me, it didn't make any sense because
you...
All you talked about was how hard you were on these players, and all the other players talked about was like, yeah, even Tim Tebow was like, yeah, maybe some guys, got it a little bit too hard, but, that was what the culture was. It's like, Tim Tebow, shut the fuck. Like, that shit made me so mad. I was like, so that's one that we talked about. We talked a little bit about our football experience last episode. Y'all haven't heard that one yet, episode zero. Yeah. It started making me mad watching it because I definitely would not have been what they call mentally tough enough to go through that.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But also at the same time, I don't believe that that's mental toughness. That is brainwashing.
Yeah, that's insane. It's like you're in a cult.
That's the type of guy who can coach college but not pro. Is the type of guy who does that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I'm a fucking millionaire, dude. I'm making more money than you. You can kiss my ass.
Yeah, kiss my ass. I ain't finna go fucking wrestle this dude on a fucking mat in a gym. Yeah.
If you can only coach guys whose lives you hold in the palm of your hand, I would argue you're not a good coach. You're maybe like a good recruiter or like whatever, but
that's
like
why
Dabo
I like Brandon
Sweeney
Spikes,
and these motherfuckers.
Another guy who doesn't believe that the players should get paid.
Oh, I hate him so
much.
Dabo
Clemson's
Sweeney.
Clemson's coach.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally believe, and I wanted to say this because people who have played football always justify that type of shit. They always justify, like, yeah, man, it's gladiator school. It's this. But Brandon Spikes proved, like, yeah, man, I didn't want to do all that shit. And I probably had the best career out of everybody. I mean, well, not like, of course not like Cam Newton or the Pouncey Twins.
Percy,
technically, technically Aaron Hernandez.
Hernandez had a good
run, dude.
But like it you don't need to do that. Like you can work hard, you can be normal, and then that but they won. So how can you dispute it? Like they won. It worked.
Those videos of those the clips of like that midnight like weightlifting session.
Dude.
Like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Insane.
They all had ripped t-shirts. Like, but the t-shirts were ripped, stringy at the bottom. Like, what's the point in that?
Yeah. And they run in. They, run into the weight room, and they're all screaming. It's like, where are you guys coming from?
I know.
Yeah. And it does. It definitely does feel like Tebow's got, a repressed sexual energy that's going into this weight room.
When he's trying to decide where he's going to go to school. And he's like, so, I was talking to my dad about where I want to go to school, and I couldn't decide. And he said, son, go to your room. Get on your knees.
It was funny that he was like, and pray on it, and you'll wake up knowing. And then in the morning, I still had no fucking idea. I thought it was, big of him to admit that it didn't work.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, that he's like, oh, God. God isn't real.
That would have been funny if that was.
That was when I found out.
That was so weird. Like
he's an odd.
He's acting too hard in his interviews.
Yeah,
he's like It felt like every time Tebow took focus of that documentary, he's like, "Here we are, second quarter." Picture this. It's game.
I was so mad. I was so mad.
Dude, that other guy, when he told him, he was like, maybe a recruiting mistake. I sat there, not Ahmad Cook, but like, what was his name?
The little guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wore like number 35, not the little guy.
Oh, no.
It was that second team, the one that lost. They won in 08.
Oh, the guy who got injured, and because he got injured, Urban told the press he was a recruiting mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, who was that?
Ahmad somebody.
Oh, the hamstring guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had pulled his hamstring.
Black?
Is Ahmad Black?
Yeah. Did he still make it to the... Oh, yeah, he still made it to the league.
Yeah.
Let's see how long he played. Oh, he's still playing right now.
No shit.
Really?
He plays for... Oh, no. No. That's
gotta
wrong.
Be a different guy.
Yeah. That's wrong. He played for Tampa for 2 years.
Dang, yeah. Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah.
Got to play with Josh Freeman.
Yeah. basically.
The dream.
2011 to 2013.
Yeah, those early 2010s Tampa
teams. Yeah, because that was before Jameis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I don't think I could name another player from those Tampa teams.
That shit made me.
Yeah, Doug Martin.
Doug Martin. The muscle hamster. Jaquise Rogers, maybe too, in there.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
He's bouncing around, yeah.
Is Ndamukong Suh? No, he wasn't there yet.
Not yet.
Nah, a little bit later.
Yeah. That shit made me so mad. Like, I was fuming.
What?
The recruiting mistake thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucked up thing to say.
Because there's no vindication this kid can get from that. If he quits, Urban wins.
Yeah.
If he does really well, Urban wins. If he transfers schools, they're not going to win a national championship unless he goes to Alabama.
Yeah.
Think about when you had to sit out a year if you transferred too. Like, for as much as, like, people are like, oh, the transfer portal's gotten out of control. It's like, no, man. Like, let them transfer whenever they... Like, back then, it was like, if you got in a situation with a psycho head coach who was pulling shit like that...
You have no option.
You have no option but to lose a year of your, like...
Yeah.
God, it's crazy. They were fucked, man.
A recruiting mistake. Like, that shit... Like, imagine saying that about an 18-year-old kid. Like, imagine hearing that about yourself. Like, he said that was a recruiting mistake. And then he's, like, smiling when he says it. And so I use that as motivation. I'm like, man, fuck this dude.
Don't do that.
Hit him in the head with a baseball bat. Yeah. Recruiting mistake, motherfucker. Recruiting mistake, my ass. But that's tough, man.
You know,
Good show.
I saw Urban Meyer. I sat next to Urban Meyer at a restaurant in Singapore earlier this year.
Okay. Right. All right. You told me that.
You have to tell that story. What is that man doing in Singapore?
It was at, like, a nice, like, kind of, like, hotel. They have this huge hotel there that looks like a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on this kind of, felt like a chain, like, Italian restaurant on the very top floor. And...
Oh, you gotta go to Singapore for good Italian. You gotta. If you want good Italian.
Bon appetit.
Yeah. And likewise, when you're in Singapore, you gotta get the Italian.
I'm not somebody who, like, approaches celebrities, but I was trying to eavesdrop a little bit. And I should say he was one table over. He and his wife were having what seemed to be a lovely time.
Yeah.
Like laughing. It was exactly like the exact opposite of what I would expect.
I hoped for him.
Yeah, I was just hoping, just like stewing. Like, they're on vacation, just stewing mad about who knows what. Just, I'm assuming that bar video.
Oh, yeah. That damn bar video. That's what I thought he was going to be doing in Singapore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my own thing.
Yeah.
I need to work out.
He'll show back up in college one more time at least, right?
Oh, after this documentary.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because it didn't paint him in the great light, but it did paint him in, like, hey, man, I'm a winner.
Yeah, you're going to win, like, games. You're going to
win games. And I've learned from my mistakes.
Mm.
Man, he's going to have – somebody's going to die. I mean, people did die during that team because Aaron Hernandez killed people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tough stuff.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, Aaron Hernandez. Man, speaking of friends of the pod, our buddy from BS High. Did you watch BS High?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. BS High. Now, I know what y'all are thinking when you're listening to this. I thought y'all was going to talk about fantasy football. Nope.
We're going to talk about
football TV shows.
Yeah, this is a TV podcast.
Yeah.
This dude, what's his name? Roy Johnson.
Roy Johnson.
This man is an absolute maniac.
Insane. Insane dude. Insane.
Con artist. Abuser.
If you haven't seen it, logline is this guy basically starts a high school football program in Ohio with the goal of becoming an IMG Academy-esque thing.
Yeah.
But he just cuts every corner, stiffs every company on every bill. Like, there's no real education. He just, like, and he preys on high school kids who want a chance to play high-level football and get showcased for Division I schools. And it culminates when they go on ESPN and play the IMG Academy at the Hall of Fame field in Canton and lose 58-0.
Yeah.
Because they were not ready, because they didn't practice.
Yeah. They, like...
they had...
So they're huge frauds and they get caught, basically.
But, yeah. That was how it all started. And I remember that game. I remember that being remember like a story. That.
Yeah, the news was huge.
Yeah, it was like, wait a minute. What the hell? Like, this team goes out here. It's like, those are adults. Like, it was all over Twitter.
Yeah, they weren't all high school kids. Like, some were like 21, 22.
Some of them had already played college football. Like
The one guy had been on a roster at a JUCO. So his clock had already started. You can't go back to prep. Now, prep school exists. Like, and I don't know the educational merits of prep school.
Me neither.
Like, because a lot of, I wanted to take a prep year after high school. I was like, let me just get one more year of high school, like, with the knowledge that I know now. And my mom was like, no, why would you graduate from high school just to go back to high school?
Yeah.
And she didn't let me do it. She didn't understand that it would have helped me play Division II basketball. like something that,
the dream.
The dream, which I did anyway without doing it.
Yeah.
But like, prep school, I don't know if those kids go to class or whatever. They're there to play sports. Like, right. I don't know if IMG Academy is actually, you know, teaching these kids. I'm sure they have to be doing some sort of class.
I mean, but they're at least, like, certified.
Yeah.
As Bishop Sycamore was not.
Did y'all understand when it changed from God, Faith of God or Christians
COF
of Faith to Bishop Sycamore?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. I didn't see where the church happened.
The church it started out of, like, disowned them. And I thought that had something to do with the change.
But okay.
Basically, every organization that they were ever at any point affiliated with quickly had to, like, put out a statement, like, we're not affiliated.
We're not affiliated.
I love the other coach who was there at the very beginning and then quickly bailed out and just sits back as a hater the rest of the time.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to wring his neck.
And he was like... I sat down with my snacks and my lemonade. I made me some lemonade and sat down with my cookies. And I was like, oh, look. Yeah. I said, my wife, I said, baby, the fraud's on TV.
Yeah, the clown.
The clown's on TV.
I dropped my cookies.
I was mad as hell. That shit was insane. And a dude, he was happy that documentary was getting
He was having the time of his life, like, shooting that. Just he loved storming out and making a big scene when he was mad and then coming back.
He like, I'm this.
Oh, what? Yeah, so
that shit, that smile thing, that was a, when I was dating, that would be a red flag for me whenever a girl would do, and then, you know, my mom decided that she would do this. Big smile. Yeah, that's all right.
This is Roy Johnson, the head coach of Bishop Sycamore, is just a frightening sociopath. And his smile was like comic book villain. It was like Harley Quinn in like Mike Tomlin's body with like Margot Robbie's performance as Harley Quinn coming through his eyes and mouth.
Dude, that shit was so crazy. I felt bad, but also, I'd take... controversial. Some of them kids, I was like, did you know something? Like, because a couple, like, when they were like the PPP loan, the kid goes, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't take out no PPP.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, you're doing this bad. And also, when the kid started crying, I was like, that was real. Those real tears. He's like, I'll never cry. Yeah, I never cried in my life. Ask my mama.
Yeah.
But I'm crying right now.
Yeah. It's like, cried pretty quick there.
Yeah. For somebody who never cries.
You're crying like somebody who's cried before.
Yeah.
That's literally a Tracy Jordan thing from 30 Rock where he's like, and I'll never cry. They show a montage of all the times he's cried, including earlier in that scene.
Yeah. Dude, that shit was so crazy, man. He did ruin those kids' lives. I felt bad for the quarterback who got that
trillion.
Lick, to go to Grambling and they pulled out for some reason.
Yeah, because he was tainted by...
Yeah.
Taking part in the...
But like,
well, they all got it on Twitter, too. Like,
All
got, after the IMG game, they got dragged.
Yeah, that was fucked up. It's like, why are you railing on these kids? They've been scammed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. They just like, I got an opportunity to play prep school.
I was disappointed in Twitter people when I saw that.
Well, I hold them to a high standard.
Yeah, they never do stuff like that.
Yeah, usually they're well-behaved.
Well, like, I think the biggest moment in the documentary is, because I love this little nerdy investigator dude, from the OHSAA.
Yeah.
He's great.
He was enjoying himself.
When they ask him point blank, was he a good con artist? And he's like, fuck, that's an incredible question. Because in some ways, like, he was great at it. In some ways, he was terrible at it. But I feel like the thing that he did well as a con artist is that he plays on people's delusional hopes, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the kids, they're going to believe what they need to believe they have a crack to play at the next level. Like, and when the kids are all pointed out, like, if you're not a good coach and you're not making them run and you're not making them learn, they're not going to fight back against you because no one wants to fucking do that. It's like the anti-Urban Meyer.
It's
like, and I watched that one after I watched Urban Meyer. I was like, maybe you do need a little bit of it.
We've come around
Right there in the middle, there's where you've got like Mike Tomlin. somewhere in between.
That shit was insane, bro. But also, some of them kids, he got guys that you look, and these are the ones that I thought were the old guys. Because he got dudes, when I was looking at those workout like videos that they had at the beginning, I was like, that kid's not good. That kid can't play college football. Like, that dude is not good. It look like me out there. Like,
especially when you've watched Swamp Kings recently.
Yeah.
And you've seen like Tim Tebow do a footwork drill.
Yeah.
And then you see this Trillian kid do his footwork drill. And it's like, I mean, you're all right, man.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, you're tripping over your shoelaces.
He just popped up recently on another TikTok where it's like him working out still. He can throw the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think he's good enough to play college, but I don't know if it'll happen. I don't know how old he is now after COVID and everything.
That was 2019, right?
Yeah.
So
it's also not like in basketball, it's one thing because you're like, well, hey, if it doesn't work out, you can play in Lithuania. You can make a living. But football players, it's like there's a couple little other leagues you can do. But
you can play overseas if you want to. They got football in Japan. They got American football in Japan.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
But how much money are you making?
Nothing.
I mean, billions, but it's yen.
Yeah.
So it's not very much. Minimum wage.
You can tell people, I'm making billions.
Yeah.
There's a dude who plays quarterback. Man, TikTok really introduces me to a new world.
Yeah.
Because I see all these guys on TikTok. I'm on quarterback talk.
Yeah.
And
back talk.
Back talk.
I'm on back talk.
And there's a Japanese, like a black dude who plays in the Japanese football league.
What does it look like? Like, what are the team names?
I don't know. We can look it up. Japanese.
They're going to start. You know how, like, in the NBA now, when someone has, like, Dylan Brooks has a really bad game and everyone's like, oh, he's going to be a Shanghai Shark next year?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to start doing that for the NFL, too.
X-League Japan. The teams are Panasonic Impulse.
Does Elon Musk run it? Is that why it's called X?
I don't know. Panasonic Impulse. IBM Big Blue.
Oh, yeah. They've got a lot of corporate
sponsors.
So
they're all sponsored. It's like when you're in Little League and all the teams are sponsored by your friend's dad's auto body shop.
All but it's in Japan. Lions.
So one team's called the Tokyo Gas Creators.
No.
The Asahi Soft Drink Challengers.
And they have the Asahi Beer Silver Stars.
So I was like, oh, they must not be able to name it after alcohol, so they have to do Asahi Soft Drink. But no, they're split into two. Asahi has two teams.
That feels like a conflict of interest.
Man, they've been playing for a long time. Since 1974.
Whoa.
It's the first year of the Panasonic Impulse.
See, now I have hope. Now whenever I think of like my favorite old college players that aren't in the NFL, I can be like, maybe Denard Robinson is tearing it up in Japan.
Former import players. Let's see if any names. Ben Dupree. Man, no.
No.
So we had one name and it's someone none of us have heard of.
That is not a name. All the colleges are like Alabama State and UC Boulder.
Devin Gardner, who played at Michigan.
He was after Denard Robinson. He was good. He was another great he had like games where he'd have like 500 total yards and shit.
So he played for the Sagamihara Rise.
There we go. Hell yeah.
There you go. All right.
Devin Gardner.
There you go. You got
He was also like a quarterback that wore like 99 and it was fucking rad.
You like that? Do you like that?
Like in college, him do it.
Teddy Bridgewater wearing 50.
Yeah, get it. Come on. Stop
he
it.
He switched it though.
Yeah, yeah, good. You got to wear a quarterback number.
Yeah, wear a quarterback
number. I'm not liking the wide receivers.
But once wideouts were wearing number like 1 and
that's
like,
cool. That's I like, cool. Yeah, that one's good.
I like fast guys wearing low numbers.
I'm the same way,
But
I don't like wide receivers wearing 20. Like Sky Moore wears 24.
Nah.
Bothers me.
That's a cornerback number.
Yeah.
Running back number.
Or running back, yeah.
Don't wear that shit. Also, Teddy Bridgewater with that Norm Van Brocklin quarterback number 50 bullshit. Get that out of here.
Yeah, you got to stop, dude.
That shit
Norm
is
Norm Van Brocklin. What all-time record holder for passing yards in a game, is it not?
554. Keep that shit in the preseason, Teddy.
Yeah. Is that, that's why he was wearing number 50?
Yeah, he's not doing the regular season. 555
or something?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what, it was just a preseason thing?
Yeah.
Why? What was his reasoning?
I'm trying to be cute.
Yeah, get that shit out of here, man. That shit weak. We got to have Teddy Bridgewater on the show. Kevin, book Teddy Bridgewater.
Please.
He
got it.
He didn't get cut. He still plays in Detroit.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, y'all drafted this week.
We did.
In one of your mini leagues. I'm going to be in a lot of leagues this season.
Yeah, how many you got?
One, Sex Sofa Studs, two, this, three, four.
I'm only I'm keeping it. I cut down a few years ago to two, so I'm adding a third one for this show. But
I'm going to be six.
Six? Woo! That's fun. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. You just hate when you.
It gets confusing on Sunday.
It gets a little bit confusing because you'd be like, wait, yes! No, wait, no!
In a way, it's like I'm losing and I'm winning. And
well, last year.
I'm just Dr. Manhattan at this point.
Last year, I had two teams, and there were two guys that were on both of my teams. And it was Kyle Pitts and Deontay Johnson. So that made it very simple on Sundays because it was just like, I'm losing.
So this season sucks.
Yeah,
great.
This season fucking sucks.
A little bit of strategy for y'all. We haven't talked about this yet. We probably will get into more of this next week because a lot of people will be drafting in the next couple. We can get a little bit into it today. But Kyle Pitts, drafting Kyle Pitts at tight end is so hard because last year, I picked him high.
Yeah.
Me too.
A lot of people
and
did.
He didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And I know he's good. He's so good.
He's so
it's
good.
It's there. It's there. I don't know if it's like Arthur Smith. The old playwright Arthur Miller is now the coach of the
Death of a Tight End.
I don't know if it's just his scheme and that he just doesn't like tight ends or what, because they didn't really have.
They draft, then don't draft one fourth overall.
Yeah, don't draft.
Yeah.
Like, don't just take him from other teams that will do well with him. Because if he was with
Freeing,
the Saints,
man.
I would kill.
Was Kyle Pitts and Arthur Smith pick?
No, I think he might have inherited him. But still, like, then you use the top five pick on this guy. You got to. Then
make
don't
it
think
work.
Of him as a fucking tight.
He's an X receiver. Yeah. You just put him out
there. I trust Marcus Mariota enough to throw to Kyle Pitts.
You can throw to him. Yeah. He should be able to throw
you
to Kyle Pitts.
It's just, hey, like, I know, just throw to Kyle Pitts, and it'll all work out.
You made use of fucking Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
You can make use of Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
you know,
so
Arthur Smith is the one who was, like, born a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
His dad, like, invented FedEx. Invented
really?
FedEx.
He became a football coach?
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's,
I don't like him. I had Kyle Pitts on two teams last year. Fuck this guy.
Kyle Pitts. Yeah, I drafted him. He didn't do shit for me.
And then Deontay Johnson, who was like, just didn't score a touchdown all year.
All year.
Still good. Probably a good pick this year because both of those guys are probably good picks this year because like their value's gone way down and they're going to bounce back at least somewhat, you got to think. But
also, Arthur Smith looks like one of those computer generated images of like type in like live action version of Family Guy character.
No. To like, show this to Carl, because I remember saying exactly this before, and Carl will know. He watches enough Family Guy to know. He looks like the guy from the joke where the guy tells Peter, your pool is too close to your house, and he's like, well, your eyes are too close to your nose. Well, that may be. Yeah. He looks exactly like that guy.
Yeah.
I have to draw you.
I have to draw you.
All right. So what was y'all, what's y'all teams looking like?
All right, so.
And what league? We decided we're going to go with Yahoo. We're going to have the Foosballs league. We got two spots for two listeners, only two, because we're going to do a live draft, and y'all will be able to join us on Arthur Miller's Zoom, and we'll be able to draft. And don't be weird on the Zoom,
because
we'll
weird.
Block you, and we'll kick you out of the league.
Yeah.
But be nice. And here's how you can join the league. You will submit to our email address, which is foosballspod@gmail.com. That's foosballspod@gmail.com. Foosballspod.com. Make sure you spell it right. The F goes first, not the Z. Z goes second. F-O-O-S.
You end with the Z.
B-A-L-L-Z.
It's the last letter of the alphabet.
Last letter of the word.
Yep. And here's a helpful mnemonic device to remember. Friends only on Sundays, boys. All lives ladder.
Zeke.
Zeke.
All lives ladder, Zeke.
That's going to be our first piece of merch from this podcast. All lives lateral. Yeah. It's a picture of that Patriots play where they fucking lost the game.
Oh, yeah.
Toss it back.
All lives lateral.
The Chandler.
But what you will submit to that email is your best picture this story. And make sure it's good. Make sure it's scintillating.
So if you played football, you could draw on that experience. If you were in the marching band, you can draw on that experience.
Yeah.
Any tangential relationship you had to the sport, give us your picture of this, of a day in the life.
Yeah. And make sure it's detailed. Make sure it is detailed, because Kevin's going to read it. And
I want to know what second period was.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it. But Kevin will read it.
5,000 words.
Yeah. Make sure it's good.
Let's make like Charles Dickens here, people. Like, you're paid by the word.
Yeah.
Actually, so that's horrible.
We got two spots, but make sure you do that, and if you want to submit to play in the league. Okie dokie. Let's hear about your team.
So I have a league. This league is full PPR, full point per reception.
Love that.
And three wideouts, two running backs, and a flex. So basically a four wideout league. So it's a wideout heavy format, and you want your backs to catch passes. So I'm at pick 5. Austin Eckler falls to me, and I'm like, I'll take him. He's going to catch a ton of passes. So that's my lead player. So basically, I'll run down my starting lineup. Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
I didn't get Calvin Ridley, who I'm really into this year, but I want some sort of piece. I want a piece of this Jags offense.
Right.
I might as well get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
So I have Trevor Lawrence, my three wideouts, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DK Metcalf, and DeAndre Hopkins. Feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
Hopkins is a chance. But he was like the third one I took. So.
Yeah. And if you got some depth there.
Yeah, DK and Amon-Ra are going to be great.
Curious to hear your bench receivers.
Eckler is my biggest question mark in the starting lineup is my number two running back is Rashad White from Tampa Bay. He's the guy taking over.
Everybody's like, oh, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at him. Do I want Rashad White? I have no idea who this person is.
It's high risk, if he's going to be good. Yeah.
I mean, I love a second year running back. That's always my, the thing I love in fantasy. That's sort of what I target, especially if they ended the previous season strong. That's my bread and butter. Unfortunately, all the really good rookie running backs last year started really great and then blew out their
really
knees.
Teetered off. Like Najee.
Yeah.
What year was he in?
That was 2 years ago.
2 years.
But you're saying like Breece Hall and
Damian Pierce. Yeah.
And now Breece Hall's got a fight with Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So then I have Hockenson. I have Hockenson as my tight end. I have Courtland Sutton in my flex right now, who could be pretty good, especially if Jerry Jeudy is out for. Now, do we know the extent of Jerry Jeudy's injury yet?
No, but I do know that he sucks.
He's pretty good for me a couple years
ago. I can't get an evaluation of Broncos from. And then so the big pieces on my bench are Rashad Penny, I think, is a really good running back flyer for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because, like, DeAndre Swift wasn't able to hold down the job in Detroit last year. I don't know if that's going to be any different. And Penny, when he's been healthy.
Yeah.
Has been incredible.
DeAndre Smith is in Eagles now with
Swift.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Swift. What did I say? Smith?
Yeah. They have Devontae Smith.
Yes.
But like, so I think Rashad Penny, thing is, like, if you're using a late round pick on Rashad Penny, and he gets hurt, whatever, you fucking drop. Like, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, but if he plays like 3-4 games that you can use him, he's worth a flyer. Behind that Eagles line.
You're taking, yeah, it's a bit of a dartboard with the Eagles running backs.
Your late round picks are going to be dart throws. He's one that I like. Similarly, one of my strategies going into these is like, I want a little bit of this uncertain Dolphins backfield and the uncertain Chiefs patch catchers. In this team, I got Kadarius Toney and Raheem Mostert. And it's like, maybe Mostert's the guy, maybe Jeff Wilson's the guy.
Every
like,
year I want Raheem Mostert to be the guy because
when he goes hurt immediately with the 49ers.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's there. That's in you. It's in you.
And they literally just migrated that group of him and Jeff Wilson from San Fran to Miami.
Yeah.
Trying to recapture that the glory days.
And then like if one of these Chiefs, Justin Ross, Rashee Rice, if one of these guys breaks out, I want to have at least the beginning of the season, one of them. Yeah. And I got Toney in this case.
Kadarius Toney's good.
He's good if he can play.
If he can stay on the field.
He's a rapper, too.
Yeah.
Is he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Joka?
Yeah.
J-O-K? Is that his name?
Yeah. I love Kadarius Toney if he can stay healthy. I think he might start the season on the IR designated to return. I don't know if that's
so
like
4 weeks out at least.
Because I was just about to say, Jerry Jeudy is not going to be on that list.
That's good.
So he still hasn't ruled inactive for week one, but he's not going to be on the list for because you have to automatically miss 4 games to be on that list.
Yeah.
So
I think I thought maybe that there's like a 2-week IR thing, but I don't know if that's true. So I do know the Chiefs are hoping that Toney will be back week one.
Yeah, and if he's not in my plans to start week one anyway. You know, that's the thing about these late round picks.
You can sit on them for a minute.
You want upside in the later rounds.
What league is this?
This is a lot of UCB people.
Okay, my first pick, I had the second overall pick, which, guys, it sucks. This is a standard scoring league. If it was PPR, I'd feel way better. I don't love any of the running backs that are valued high.
We're saying number one is Jefferson.
Yeah. I'll take Justin Jefferson.
If you could take Justin Jefferson number one, the draft that I'm doing tomorrow, unfortunately, is a keeper league. And so Justin Jefferson's already taken.
I like the idea of keeper leagues, but when the drafts roll around, I'm like, this is so unfun.
Yeah.
When because so many players are off the I don't know.
You don't have a shot at them? Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes the draft weird and unfun to me.
I agree with you. So here, listen to this. Listen to this. here's the players I'll get to you. You finish yours.
Okay, all right.
So you're saying at number two pick, you don't know if you want to go with Christian McCaffrey or like
the old school Jamar fantasy Chase. Player in me is like, get a running back.
Yeah.
Get that running back. I did not. I went with Jamar Chase.
I don't hate that.
No, I feel pretty solid about it. I don't want Christian McCaffrey because I think the rule of thumb is if anyone else drafts Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be great. If you draft Christian McCaffrey, he's going to get hurt and it's not going to work out for you. But so the rest of my roster, I've got Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs as my running back one. Breece Hall as my running back two.
Very youthful running back room.
Yeah. Jamar Chase, Calvin Ridley, Dallas Goedert. My flex is George Pickens. I've got the Jets defense and Harrison Butker.
Ooh, Pickens.
For my bench, I've got DeAndre Swift as my kind of Eagles dartboard running back.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, get a piece of these. If there are all these like uncertain positional groups for like we know Philly's going to be able to run the ball. We know the Chiefs are going to be able to throw it. We know the fucking Dolphins are going to score a ton of points. So like, but it's so unsure right now.
Yeah.
That all those guys are going in late rounds.
Yeah.
So it's like get a piece of. I think it's great to get in on these.
Yeah. I was super stoked. Honestly, my favorite pick was Breece Hall. I got him in the fourth round, thought about getting him in the third, and he fell to me. And I think it's crazy because it's all Dalvin Cook and the Jets signing Dalvin Cook makes you think, oh, maybe Breece Hall's not quite there yet. But he's like doing 11-on-11 drills. So he's practicing like in a pretty good capacity. Also, guys, remember, you're not drafting to win weeks one through three.
You're trying to win
a championship.
And Breece Hall, which is why I love Alvin Kamara was the guy I was trying to get to, because he's falling so far down.
Yeah.
It's stupid, honestly. That Breece Hall didn't look good in episode three of Hard Knocks.
No.
Like, even when he came back, I was like, he's running fast as hell. He's super fast. But I just like, he just got hurt real bad.
One of the best fantasy teams I ever had, I owe to watching Hard Knocks. Did we talk about this last week?
No.
It was the Texans season. It was the DeAndre Hopkins versus D'Angelo Hall fight.
Oh, yeah. So it's like,
I fear God.
He says, I fear God like 11 times, and then one time slips and go, and I'll cut your ass. But then on the next play, literally breaks D'Angelo Hall's ankle. For the season.
Yeah, loved it.
And Hopkins walks 3 feet away from him, walks by him and goes, man, first day in pads and I'm already breaking ankles. And I was like, this man's on a fucking mission. Yeah. I am drafting him. And that was the year that he fully blew up and I won a title. That year I had him, Julio Jones, and like Emmanuel Sanders. It was like a three-headed.
Damn, yeah. What league was this?
Oh, man. It was. Well, but the game, it was like Julio Jones was like a first or second round pick, but I got Hopkins in like the fifth that year because he wasn't like. It was maybe his second season or something.
Yeah. It was his breakout.
And it was, I was unstoppable that year.
Rounding out the roster, I got Drake London, who I like.
I do like that.
That's a good pick.
I got Jerick McKinnon, which would be a great pick if it were PPR, but I needed a running back. And I also wanted to take a swing at a Chiefs wide receiver. This was the 555th ranked player on ESPN, but I could see him having a big week one, week two. It might be worth a trade. Richie James, I think the younger wide receivers for the Chiefs, like
the Giants last year, right?
Yeah, like Rashee Rice and Justin Ross, might not produce right away, but Richie James had 60 catches, like 560 yards, and like 5 touchdowns last year.
Oh.
And he's been getting open. I think he'll be somebody that they trust early on.
Yeah.
So might be worth a flyer.
That's a good squad.
Late. That's not a PPR league.
No.
Can I ask you about the Drake London thing? I like a guy like Drake London, but I'm torn, and I feel like it's from being burned last year on Terry McLaurin. Which is like,
He did good for me last year.
I feel like my
team. Was he like your wide receiver one? Or?
Yeah. And like by the time he was having his good games late in the season, I was already fucked. It just made me go, I'm never taking another wide out on a team with a shitty quarterback. Now, I don't know if Desmond Ridder is going to be a shitty quarterback or not, but like, watching them last year, I was like, Terry McLaurin is so fucking good.
Yeah.
But they just cannot find anyone to throw him the ball. So they're just like running gadget plays with Curtis Samuel.
When you had DeAndre Hopkins, who was the quarterback?
Great point. But I think, guys like DeAndre Hopkins and like early career Allen Robinson that are just making it work with no one is crazy.
I think Drake London's just like a guy who like, well, you,
quarterback
you
can
throw
proof.
A shitty throw to him. He's
6'5". Like, yeah, he's such a large frame dude. Like,
yeah.
But Kyle Pitts is on the same fucking team.
And I didn't understand it last year.
It's all going to be fine. I
probably won't understand it this year. But if I can get my hands on Bijan Robinson from Atlanta, I'm taking
it. Yeah, dude. I want Bijan. Honestly, I would do Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Bijan, there's never been a bigger gap for me in terms of how good of a fantasy pick I think he is in the first round versus how bad of a real life first round. Like,
oh, yeah.
For the Falcons, a bad team who already had one of the best running games in the league last year with like Tyler Algier and stuff to use their 8th overall pick or whatever it was on a running back was
insane.
Malpractice. But that said, he's going to fucking tear it up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I honestly would put him really as my running back two just because, or three.
After. I mean, Eckler, come on.
Eckler. I like McCaffrey and Henry, their usage rate. Just like scares me off.
Oh, I'd rather have Bijan than Henry.
Me too.
Yeah.
Easily. Like at one point, it's not going to work for Derrick Henry anymore.
Here's what scares me about Eckler. He demanded a trade this year.
Yeah. Me too. Like, that's why I'm not high on him either.
I'm not like, as I see it, he's ranked number one on ESPN in PPR.
Really?
PPR.
Oh,
leagues.
In PPR, that makes sense.
In non-PPR, I guess it would be Christian McCaffrey probably. But I don't know, man. He demanded a trade. I never trust a player that's demanding a trade.
Yeah, running back.
You trust a player who's demanding a trade because they want to look good for other teams?
Yeah.
But then they're not going to get traded.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to – you're hoping he's going to want to show out in a
They didn't bring anyone in to compete with him, I don't think. Like, I don't think there's anyone threatening his touches. I think he's in a contract year, and I think they're going to be a decent to good team.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to be unhappy because, like, if they go out and they go 0-6, then, yeah, you're in fucking trouble. And he's, although he's getting 12 catches a game if they're losing. Oh, like, yeah, that's the thing. Sure. It's like, if they're losing, it's kind of good for you padding those PPR yeah. stats.
Joshua Kelly is their number two running back. I'm not worried about him stealing any carries.
Yeah. He's won in non-PPR leagues, too.
Interesting. I feel very like when I he was everywhere the, I was looking, he was behind CMC.
Yeah, he went. He was the third running back after McCaffrey and Henry in this league. But this league is all wild cards.
Yeah,
I think as a Chiefs fan, Ryan, I was at pick five, and I would have absolutely taken Travis Kelce, but someone took him before me.
Really?
And because you said the thing about Derrick Henry, like eventually it's not going to work for him anymore. And you say the same thing about Travis Kelce, yet every fucking year, like last year,
yeah.
the difference between Travis Kelce and the number two tight end was like
insanity.
It was like yeah. having, you know, an extra roster spot that no one yeah. else got every week, basically. Yeah.
Just like, I mean, in real life, like I worry about the Chiefs being overly reliant on a 33-year-old tight end because I know at some point the party's going to stop. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, if Kelce's there for me in the first round, I'm probably not taking him.
Really? In the first round?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. Travis Kelce's my friend. Okay? We know this. I've shown you the picture.
Yep, I've seen him.
I don't post him because you don't need to post pictures of your friends. Your friend. It's my boy.
Yeah.
That's my dog. I'm not taking him in the first round.
Really?
I love him. He's the greatest of all time.
A couple years ago, I had the last pick in the first round in the league, so I had the turn. And I just took him and Tyreek Hill both when Tyreek was still a Chief, and that team went to the final. Like, yeah, and it was the yeah. easiest fucking season I've ever had. Yeah. Something happened.
Did you lose the bye week?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also like, I forget. You could piece it together by who I said was on my team, but I do have one week that I'm like looking at my, as I'm drafted, I'm like, you know what? Week five, I'm probably going to lose. Got a lot of bye weeks.
Just fucking, but God, only, man, you look like you too. Just five like everywhere.
2 weeks during the season that I'm fucked in, and every other week I should be pretty good.
Yeah.
All my guys are, bye weeks are 9-7.
There you go.
Bye nine. Damn. Yeah.
All right. So the keeper league I'm in.
Yes.
Non-PPR. Here's the guys who I'll just let you see the roster and I'll tell you what I think. So I got Matthew Stafford, Vikings defense. Keenan Allen.
There you go.
Devontae Parker, Mark Andrews, Daniel Carson, kicker. Daniel Jones as backup. Huh? He did good for me at the end of that season.
Might be a better.
But I sucked last year. Jacoby Myers, Tony Pollard, Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, Michael Carter, and Chris Olave. Now, this is a non-PPR league, and I keep forgetting that. When he first texted me, he was like, who you want to keep? I said, Chris Olave.
How many keepers you get?
One.
Oh,
I said, Chris Olave. And he was like, you want to keep Chris Olave? He's like, keep in mind, this is not a PPR league. I said, God damn it. But one thing that people need to know about Chris Olave is that he's going to be the number one receiver there.
I love
now he
Olave.
Has a good credit, yeah. a good quarterback. People, Michael Thomas is not going to play. Like,
yeah.
He might have to retire. Like, his body.
But even if he does, I think Olave is the alpha now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olave is awesome. And he's going to be.
I really was hoping
a high end, yeah. like a top. Wide receiver one in fantasy for sure.
I was really hoping he fell to me. I think in the pick where I took him on Ross St. Brown, or maybe the DK Metcalf pick, but like.
How many teams in the league?
This is a 12-team league.
How is it? How are people in it? Is it?
I haven't won this league, but I've come in second.
The and only other.
Last year I came in second to last. And the year before that I came in last.
Yeah.
The so only I other person
Jonathan I. Taylor with the number one pick last year.
Yeah, no, that's a recipe for disaster. Mm. I mean, Pollard would be the only other person I would consider.
Pollard is who I said after, but Travis Etienne is ranked two down from him.
So, in is this ESPN or Yahoo?
That's NFL.com.
NFL.com. Okay, so if you, let's say, don't keep anyone, you know, and everyone else is keeping, those are their first-round picks, might be worth not keeping anyone and just kind of seeing what you what you get, because then you have a first round pick.
I'm picking number two regardless.
Okay, so I mean, you can kind of play the field and you'll have probably more than likely your choice of any of those guys, so you can kind of keep your options open a little bit.
So don't have a keeper? Is that
if it's only one keeper, it might
well,
be
well, but
worth...
then if that if it's a situation where you would get an extra pick at the top,
I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah,
so you'll have, so like everyone else will, like their first round pick will be their keeper. Yeah. So you'll have your first round pick. And if it's the number two pick, you essentially can keep any of those guys you want, plus anyone that no one else decided to keep. So you kind of keep your options open a little bit more.
Yeah, because you don't have a guy who's a first round guy right now, but you have like three or four second, third round guys, right? Yeah. You have Olave, Pollard, maybe Mark Andrews is like a third round guy, and Mark, I mean, Andrews. Jonathan Taylor's a big question mark.
If Jonathan Taylor had gotten traded today, I would have been like all over him. Yeah, yeah, but now,
and he's starting the league off on the pub list as well. Now
he might have like a Le'Veon Bell year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mark Andrews is interesting to me because though he's like number one guy there, they got that rookie who's going to be good. And they got
Zay Flowers.
Odell. Zay Flowers, yeah. And they got Odell.
And maybe a healthy Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
And they've got a second-year tight end, Isaiah Likely, who's good, too.
Likely is good, yeah. Yeah.
So, but Mark is still going to do well, but I don't know if I would draft him that high.
I don't know if he's going to be the lock tight end, too, like he has felt the last couple of years.
I would say your two options of, like, potential keeper, I would really think about are Pollard and Etienne.
Yeah.
But I think...
take Pollard over.
I think definitely Pollard.
Yeah. Pollard is... polarizing,
but I was
polarizing.
He's polarizing because he's so fucking good, and the job is his now. But he broke his leg in January, and that's the only reason that I'm like scared off of it.
So I would say yes. Even you maybe play the field a little bit. Know that you'll have like there's people who fuck up and forget to set their keepers. So you could be looking at.
The commissioner's been on it with the keepers. He literally just called me. I'm not coming to that draft because I don't know those guys. But like, I don't want to just go to some random dude's house. Like, hey, what's up? There's pizza here. Well, that wraps up this episode of Foosballs. Remember that email is foosballspod@gmail.com. FOOS.
Friends only on Saturdays, boys. All lives lateral. Zeke.
pod@gmail.com. And we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.